Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'm so excited, Patrick, because it's time for World Series.
Jim, the World Series isn't until October. You know, the Fall Classic.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm talking about another World Series. Okay, today, Patrick, we're going to do three listener calls.
Great. Excited. It's been a great month so far for new music.
Yeah, so the way this works, people call and they tell us about new music they discovered in March, like literally new releases, not just like new to you kind of stuff, but like what came out in March that you listened to. And then if you put this all together, which we do, we put it together in a Spotify playlist. It's really pretty impressive. Like, I was looking at this playlist that you know we'll have at the end of this series, and you've got 39 new songs.
Incredible.
You can listen to 2.5 hours of music right here, and it's all over the place too, which is what really makes it great.
I was gonna say, like, you know, it really spans the genres from soul to, you know, to T-Rex to world music to Australian. I mean, it's really incredible.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And on today's episode, we start with Tim Hoffman.
Yes.
Hello, Jim and Patrick. Hello to all the Rockin' the Suburb listeners. Greetings to the faithful and hardworking interns. This is Tim Hoffman calling from Centerville, Virginia, with my March 2021 pick of the month. This was pretty much a slam dunk for me from the moment this record dropped on March the 19th. I'm speaking about Heavy Sun, new album by Daniel Lanois. Daniel Lanois is a master producer, multi-Grammy winning producer and musician, songwriter. And he's worked with them all, you name it. But this record is just a joy. I don't know what to say other than, if you haven't heard it yet, please find it. It was, like I said, dropped on Spotify and other streaming services, I believe, on March 19th. The album proper, maybe the CD or vinyl version of this record is not for sale until next month, April. However, this record can be heard in its entirety, and like I said, it is a joy to listen to. You can feel yourself just relaxing and calming down as this record plays. Daniel Lanois has teamed up with three other vocalists for this, and from what I understand from interviews I've heard with him and from what I see doing a little online research is that, you know, his intent was just to give people a very good feeling through this record, and he was successful on that count for sure, because from the first track, Dance On, to the end of the record, Out of Sight, there's 11 tracks on this record. It is just fantastic. It is got a very spiritual, it's gospel infused. It's not a Christian record, from what I understand, although it is about as spiritual as humans can get. I mean, Dance On, Power, Way Down, these are songs on the record, The Tree of Thule, Tumbling Stone, Angels Watching. It's just a great record. If you want to dip into it and just listen to some of it, I would recommend Every Nation. It is the third track on the record. It's just fantastic, but it's all good. Put it on. Get this music in your head, in your heart, in your soul, and I'm sure you'll be happy. Tim Hoffman signing out. Peace and love to you all.
Nova Scotia,
Mapping Nation.
make my pain from Nova Scotia. To find some work in downtown Toronto. And he would not quit till the dream filtered down to the finger. Let the summer's out. He beat his drum, he beat it on the avenue. Smokestack vine for fire, Manitou. And he would not quit till the dream filtered down to the finger.
Time is here now.
Okay, Daniel Lanois. I'm not really familiar with him as a recording artist, Patrick. I only know him really as a producer. Have you heard much of his own work?
Not really. I mean, I think of him, you know, as he has delved into musicianship, to doing kind of similar stuff as to what Eno has been doing later in his career. And that very much sounded like that, very soothing, all kinds of elements, very rich, you know, lots and lots of space for you to sink into. So yeah, I can definitely hear what Tim's saying, you know, as something that can really relax you, you know, center you and really just kind of brings together, I mean, decades and decades and decades of amazing master musicianship. And to that point, there's something I wanted to mention. I'm really glad that I have the opportunity to do this. It was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had the opportunity, not the opportunity, I had cause to go into my record collection and look for a record by a band called Simply Saucer. Have you ever heard of these guys,
Jim? No. Not at
they're
all.
They're a band that only released 1 7-inch in their career, and they were from, I believe, Ontario, but they're a Canadian rock band formed in the mid-70s, and they were like one of these proto-punk legendary bands. Like, they were one of those bands like nobody ever heard of at the time, and later on became very influential, but they were doing something very similar to like the Stooges and the MC5, and also they were really into krautrock early on, so like almost contemporary. They were into, you know, those kind of bands and electronic music. So they were really forward thinking. And the band was named after A Saucer Full of Secrets, the Pink Floyd, second Pink Floyd album, I think. But in 1974, they did some recording that was not issued until later on. And the producer on this record was Daniel Lanois. So in 1974, he was producing these like really forward thinking band. Yeah. Huh. And then later this album was issued called Cyborgs Revisited. And it released that recording session from Daniel Lanois and his brother, I think, actually helped produce it. And then the other side is a live concert. So go find Simply Saucer, check it out, read about them. But, you know, they were one of those proto bands that people always reverentially talk about. Don't get the recognition of, you know, the Stooges or the MC5 or any of those early bands. But it's really cool stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Definitely check that out. All right.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
Okay, and I just love how Tim Hoffman speaks with such passion about this stuff, right?
Totally, man.
You could tell, and he really wants you to appreciate this. So
yes, absolutely.
Check that out, people. Okay. All right, now, next up is Adam Coop.
Hey, Suburbs Pod family. It's Coop from Louisville, Kentucky here with my March 2021 new music picks. I thought February was a huge month with Black Crowes and PJ Harvey reissues. Then, you know, Foo Fighters, Willie Nelson, Julian Baker, Cloud Nothings, all of which are going to be on end of year lists, I'm sure. But March might have actually been even better. Chris Cornell had a posthumous release. Lana Del Rey maybe just released her best album. Death from Above, 1979, had a great album. And then Neil Young released a 50-year-old solo acoustic concert. So lots to choose from, but the two that I want to talk about are they actually have a connection for me with the Forecastle Festival here in Louisville, Kentucky. The first one I want to talk about was the 2018 Forecastle Festival. Actually found out about a guy that was playing from Jim, and we ended up watching him. His name's Ron Gallo. He came out with an album called Piecemeal this month, and I actually got to meet him at that 2018 Forecastle Festival. Got my picture taken with him, and he looked like he could not have cared less. But it was a really great show. He's a lot of fun. The album's really good. It's you know, quirky. He does not put himself in a box whatsoever. So it's a lot of fun. So check it out. But then the other one that came out this month that I absolutely fell in love with was Group Love. They came out with an album called This Is This. It's only streaming right now. You can get the vinyl. It's coming out in August. Go ahead and pre-order it. It's really good. If you remember, I think I called into the old show to talk about Forecastle, the 2016 Forecastle, and Group Love was one of the bands that we saw. My wife Nicole and I kind of wrote them off because they just had that one song called Tongue Tied that was kind of just, it was really poppy. But we happened to be walking by and Group Love was playing, and it sounds like they grew up listening to nothing but 90s records, and it was just grungy and electric, and it was a lot of fun. I think some of their last couple albums may have gone more the pop route, but This Is This, it sounds like they're getting back to their guitar roots. So and enjoy those picks, and keep up the good work, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, always great to hear from the Coop. So Adam and I spent some time at one of the Forecastle festivals, yeah, as he mentioned, and always great to see him. And I think you saw him once when you went to,
yep,
Louisville, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely at Bourbon and Beyond. I hung out with Coop, yep, and Nicole and their friends, and we had a really good, yep, couple days there. It was awesome.
And he swung by our area once on a vacation. Yeah. So yeah.
That's
so
right.
a great friend of the show, and hope to see him again when allowed. So
well,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there were these two albums he mentioned that came out in March. He didn't mention specific songs, but I picked out a couple here for us to play. The album Piecemeal from Ron, mm-hmm, Gallo, we're going to hear a song called Can, yeah, We Still Be Friends?
Can we still be friends now that I can't help you?
Can we?
Can we still be friends now that I can't help you?
Can we? Huh? Huh?
Moths flock to an electric flame, then farewell when the batteries fade. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just sitting in my backyard in the rain. Roaches scatter when I turn on the lights. Half blink and they're out of sight. No, this is not a metaphor. I'm just looking for a snack at midnight. Can we still be friends now that I can't help you?
Can we?
Can we still be friends now that I can't help you?
Can we? Huh? Huh?
Nah, I haven't heard from you so much since I've been hanging out in the shadows. Yeah, it could be these crazy schedules alternating on and off days. I'll ask you straight, since it's so hard to tell the truth. Can we still be friends now that I can?
All right, there you go. Now, I interviewed Ron Gallo at that Forecastle Festival,
yeah,
and it was I found him to be quite charming, but I can see what Adam's saying about how he looks like he couldn't care less about the
photo. Yeah.
That's just sort of his demeanor. That's just how he is. I think he does appreciate his fans and what have you. But the thing is, his music is becoming increasingly about the music business, and you know, whether that's a good or bad thing, you can judge. But this is another example of that. Like, he's sort of like basically saying, one of the things he does not like about the music business, even at sort of like the indie rock level, is just that notion that like people are always sort of like out for whatever they can get from you.
Yeah.
And that's the extent of the relationship in a lot of cases. And he did move to Nashville and was was working there for several years. I believe he moved back to his hometown of Philadelphia because he just found that Nashville was just too suffocating. And he had a song like this before, like, you know, there's one that's like on a previous album, but that's all about like a conversation between two people at like the Kroger supermarket. And it's all about latest release, right? It's like stuff like that. Right. Like it just, I think in Nashville, it's like, because everybody's into music, that's like all anybody talks about or all the interactions you have with people. And it just becomes so like phony after a while. And so to go back to a place where that's not all that people care about, I think he's finding, quite rewarding anyway. So that's what the commentary is here on this song as well, you know. So.
And I really like the music on that. I mean, that bass line was almost dubbish, and I really liked that, the way it was kind of swimming around the rest of the music. That was really cool. Yeah.
That's
nice,
good.
Nice pick.
Okay. The next one here is the band Group Love, the album This Is This, and we're going to hear the song Deadline. Group Love.
Really good. I'll tell you, Jim, for me, as long as I can still hear, that technique of having everything but the voice and the drums drop out is never going to get old for me. I'll love it as long as I still have some sort of hearing left in my body. So that's always great.
Yes, that is definitely a good effect. So, okay, that was cool. That was very bouncy.
Yeah,
and
like
feels
it.
Like mm-hmm. something would be great for the warm weather. So
yeah,
crank up
absolutely.
Some Group Love outside. Yeah. All right. We have one more call for today.
Okay.
Another old friend here. Here we go.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, rocking the suburbs, listeners, party line people. Jimmy Linetti here, up here in MPLS, Minnesota, area code 612. Happy baseball season, everybody. Yeah, I just want to get in a couple picks for best music in March. And I found a new favorite band. They sound a lot like some of my other favorite bands, but World Series, and it's World, W-U-R-L-D. And I don't know if Nick Scalera's brought this band up yet, but they're from New Zealand, and I really am digging them right now. And the single, or the first maybe emphasis track that they have, Napgate, has been in heavy rotation with me. And a lot of Pavement influences I hear, a lot of GBV, but overall, really, really enjoying this record right now. Also, I know Jim usually likes to go out on a cover song during new music episodes, and I heard a great cover of a Replacement song. Covers of Replacement songs aren't nothing new, and kind of a dime a dozen, but this one really stands out in my opinion. I think they did a really great job. band from England called Independent Country. And I think they're primarily a cover band. They've released a bunch of records that are just covers. They have a really cool Jesus and Mary Chain cover on one record, a Blues from a Gunge song that that Jesus and Mary Chain did. But they cover The Replacements, Left of the Dial, for an upcoming release that's going to be all American bands. And I think it's an outstanding cover. Really, really adds to the song, and I think they do a great job. So maybe consider playing out with that today. But anyways, Jim and Patrick, thanks. Enjoy baseball season as things inch back to normal. Hopefully I'll be out at a game soon. Hopefully a lot of the listeners will be out at a ball game soon too. All right, signing off. Bye.
All right, Jimmy Linetti.
Great to hear from Jimmy, always. Always with the Party Line people.
For sure. And his business is repairing old ball gloves. That's like the coolest thing. And yep.
It's a busy season.
Yep, this is the busy season, yeah. Right? And obviously he's a big baseball fan, so that's really awesome.
Yep. Yep.
I don't have a whole lot of hope for my Tigers this year. They are predicted to be among the worst teams in MLB.
Oh, are they?
But yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
But Miguel Cabrera is going for a couple of milestones in terms of hits and home runs this year. So at least there's something interesting to watch there.
Yeah, and as Jimmy said, boy, it's a nice daydream to think about being at a ball game with a cold beer and a box of popcorn or something like that. It really is.
It'd be great. Okay, so interestingly enough, this band he mentioned, although they're from New Zealand, is called World Series.
Mm, right? Yeah, it's a clever name. I like it.
And here's this song, Napgate. Okay, World Series. I think they've been listening to some Wingtip Slode albums.
Right. We kind of claim that as an influence. Yeah, totally, man. Definitely got that Pavement stuff in there, too. So yeah. Absolutely loved it. Right up my alley. Good find by Jimmy. He likes stuff like that. I love that about him. He finds really cool bands like that. Yep.
Okay, so there we go. He also mentioned a Replacements cover. By a band called Independent Country. So we'll save that for the playout here.
Okay.
And tomorrow we'll wrap up the March New Music Series with, what do we have here? I think two final callers. All right.
Great. Yeah, sounds really, really good.
All right, let's do that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Georgia breezes, say cool and warm. I hate it up north. You hit it north. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on.
Always great to hear from the Coop. And I remember that when he called in on the old show to talk about Forecastle. It was a time where I was like, wow, cool people are actually listening to this podcast. That's really good.
Yeah.